My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, we started following along through the process of building a new house. We'll be spending a good deal of time BC, before construction. Unless you're building a house on wheels, one of the first things you'll need is land. We've all heard the real estate mantra ad nauseum, that there are only three things that matter: location, location, location. So what is it you're looking for in a location? Is it a particular school district or town? How does your work dictate location? Do you hope for a view of the bay or the hills, in town or out? Privacy? One of the largest defining factors for most of us is cost. For better or worse, the economic strata along the coast is pretty sharply defined. If you're looking for land that doesn't have access to public sewer, you'll need a PERC test to determine if the land is buildable. A PERC test is performed by a soil engineer. What a PERC test is doing is looking for evidence of groundwater. They'll use a shovel to remove a small section of topsoil, less than a square foot. Next, they'll use a soil auger to take a core sample. The auger is about an inch and a half wide. Most often, they'll look at the core sample of the first 30 inches of soil. The PERC test is the information collecting aspect of designing a septic system. There are fixed distances the base of a septic system needs to be from any evidence of groundwater. The soil types determine the drainage rates, which in turn determine the size of the septic field. An in-ground system is one in which the soils allow for the septic field to be basically flush with existing grade. A mound system is a septic field where soils dictate the field must be elevated. If your house location is below your septic location, you'll need to pump effluent from a holding tank near the house to the septic system. This all impacts cost. Town lots with sewer and water have set fees for connection. Septic systems run from about $4,000 for a super simple in-ground design to upwards of $20,000 in places with very complicated designs. Well drilling, pumps, and interior well setup costs are determined by both how deep the well needs to be to find water and how much casing is needed. You need a minimum of 20 feet of well casing, and you need to use well casing until you hit bedrock. Most well drillers stop looking for water at 500 feet. Well and septic are just two of the factors which determine overall lot cost. Other factors include if the site is clear or wooded, how long of a driveway is needed to get to the building site, if the site is level or sloped, if there's ledge, and how far it is for electric. A lot that may have been initially less expensive can easily become very expensive to build on. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.